Good morning. sorry about the cough. Just want to spend some time this morning, just opening the scriptures with you, and looking at some words of the Lord Jesus from Matthew 6, verses 19 to 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This passage, or this section of scripture, it's been very much on my mind since events of late. Treasure, Jesus speaking about laying up treasures on earth. I can't help but think of the current situation, the impact of the coronavirus, stockpiling and hoarding, and all of a sudden people realizing that their everyday lives have been disrupted there. Many have lost jobs. All of a sudden, job security, those things in which they place their trust, all of a sudden they've gone away. And we've been, as a nation, we've been humbled. And all of these events just made me think of this passage and Jesus teaching about treasure, laying up treasure. Where is our treasure? What is the motivation of our hearts? And I just want to think about this briefly this morning. So first of all, what is the meaning of the term treasure in the context of this passage? Well, in the context of Matthew 6, the term treasure addresses one's goals, one's motivations, hopes, and trust, their ultimate trust. It speaks of one's deepest desires. It speaks of the things that they value most. Some live for or place their faith in the things of this world, in material things, in the here and now. Those with treasure on earth are those who live to amass, to lay up things which are temporal by nature. Money, wealth, possessions, good health, earthly comforts. It's important to note that these things in the right context are not necessarily bad. But to value these things above all else, particularly above God himself, is extremely bad. These things and other things outside of God are what humanity in general longs for. These are the things the natural man wants to lay up, to store up. And as we've seen this week, they will do so even at the expense of others. Perhaps like me, you've been keeping tabs with the news. You've been shocked by the images of stockpiling at the expense of others. We've seen pictures of older people weeping as they gaze upon empty shelves. We've watched a distressed nurse, emergency nurse, or a critical nurse, who after a 48-hour shift was left in despair due to being unable to obtain necessary food supplies. Why is this happening? Well, due to the current situation, many are seeking to lay up, to amass those objects and items which they deem to be necessary to live and function. All of a sudden, the value and worth of essential foods are considered to be more precious than anything else. Every morning, queues line up outside stores around the country, waiting for opening time, with little regard for those for those who are in the queue behind them. And sadly, such things shouldn't surprise us. They most certainly didn't surprise Jesus. Here in Matthew 6, Jesus touches upon humanity's longing to amass, to hoard, to lay up, to stock up stuff. The Dutch actually have a word, hamster, and a term which is derived from how hamsters stuff their cheeks. So why does humanity long to lay up objects, to treasure items? Well, it's part of our natural chemistry. Why does humanity exist? Why was humanity created? Humanity, humankind, was created to long, to want, to desire. Humanity was created to long for God. But because of our sinfulness, because of the events of Eden, humanity is separated from Him who they were created for. So every person outside of Jesus, there is this great gaping void which humanity longs to fill. The sad thing is that in our rebellion against God, we've wanted to fill that void with temporal things, with things which can be taken away. The last couple of weeks have shown that, haven't they? They've also highlighted how temporal the things of this world really are. All of a sudden, cash flow has stopped. Businesses have ceased to trade. Financial obligations can't be met. Jobs have been lost. The security of such temporal things have been found seriously wanting. As I've been pondering upon these things, the words of Jesus become even more poignant. Let me repeat what Jesus said about earthly treasures. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. The current coronavirus crisis reminds us of the folly of living for and storing up earthly treasure, of building our lives on earthly treasures. Firstly, earthly treasure is vulnerable. It's temporary, it's passing. In verse 19, Jesus highlights typical first century threats to earthly wealth. But it's also important to note that Jesus' list of threats to earthly wealth isn't exhaustive. In fact, earthly wealth, earthly treasure is more vulnerable in our day than it was in Jesus' day. In our day, wealth can be lost in an instant due to one lousy investment, due to a mismanaged operated bank, or via some sort of computer scam, computer fraud, or identity fraud. Or as we've seen in recent weeks, a microscopic virus can bring the world's economy to its knees, which leads to job losses, redundancies, etc. For this reason, earthly treasure causes great anxiety. As Charles Price puts it, the more we have, the more we lose. The more we lose, the more we have to protect and look after. The more we have to look after, the more damage we experience by losing it. The more damage we may experience through losing, the more worried we become about losing it. But the loss of earthly treasure, putting our trust in earthly treasure, valuing earthly treasure above God and above eternity, above heavenly treasure, is folly. Because the loss of earthly treasure is inevitable. As Paul reminds Timothy in his epistle, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. And these past weeks, these texts have been very much on my mind. The author of Ecclesiastes summed up such living with the phrase, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. Meaningless, meaningless, all is meaningless. That's what life is outside of a living relationship with God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. How vain it is to live for the here and now without God, without knowing God. For to do so is robbing you of eternal treasure and the meaning of life. That's why Jesus goes on to say, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. How can one lay up treasures in heaven? Well, to lay up treasures in heaven, one must be rich towards God. But what does it mean to be rich towards God? To be rich towards God means to value God above everything else. It means to own God as one supreme treasure, to value Jesus above all things. And those who value Jesus above all things seek to imitate Jesus, seek to live with a heavenly mindset in every day, in the here and now. And friends, this isn't something that comes naturally to human beings. This requires a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. Going back to the events of the week, the images of people stockpiling, mass buying, as selfish and wrong as that is, and there's been a lot of finger pointing. These things merely remind us of the truth of Scripture concerning the human heart and why each of us needs a Savior in the first place. By nature, humanity doesn't value God above all else. By nature, humanity lives as sheep without a shepherd, aimlessly wandering, dictated by a heart which is hardened to the things of God, seeking to build our lives on a foundation which is no better than sinking sand. As Isaiah the prophet says, we all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned his own way. This sums up humanity in its natural state outside of a relationship with God himself through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because spiritually speaking, our hearts outside of Christ, without the Holy Spirit living and reigning within our hearts are hardened. They are hearts of stone. As Scripture says, deceitful above all things, desperately sick. Because of sin, we are alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness, due to our hardness of hearts. But this event of recent times with the coronavirus and the troubles and the uncertainty, this could be probably one of the greatest blessings that this country has received in recent times. Why? Well, God mercifully, even now, is alerting sinners to their terrible state. And by his Spirit, we pray that he will regenerate sinners' hearts, that he will make those who are dead in sins alive to saving faith in Jesus Christ. When God regenerates the human heart, he alerts sinners to their need of him, to their need of a Savior. He makes us receptive to the gospel of grace, by which we can confess our sins and turn unto Jesus in repentance and faith. And the fruit of this transformation results in what? It results in a radical change of values. Suddenly, men and women, boys and girls, due to becoming a new creation in Jesus, they long to glorify God, to obey God, to obey Jesus, to imitate Jesus, to lovingly obey his word and live with a heavenly mindset. With a heavenly mindset, the converted longs to live each day having the same attitude towards others that Christ Jesus had towards us, which caused the Son of God to come to earth from heaven and live and die in our place as our substitute. To know Jesus as Lord and Savior is the Christian's ultimate treasure. To know Jesus, to know that he paid for all our sins, that we stand justified in God's sight and that we are citizens of his kingdom, To believe in Jesus also guarantees all that trust in him an incorruptible, undefiled, pure and priceless inheritance reserved by God himself. And this change of mindset inevitably means what? All of a sudden, it means that we don't value our possessions more than God himself. It actually places possessions in the right context of life. It means that our possessions, our work, everything that we have become a means to serve God rather than replace God. If our heart is in heaven, then we will live with a Christ-like heavenly mindset here on earth. And to live with a heavenly mindset means to trust Christ, to provide, to supply our every need, to live for him and to serve him. And this displays itself in love for our brothers and sisters. You know, this week in self-isolation, we've had brothers and sisters calling us, asking us, brothers and sisters in Christ, asking us if there is anything that we need, and bringing packages of food and so on. This is what living with a heavenly mindset looks like. To live with a heavenly mindset displays itself in love for brothers and sisters in Christ, for love, in love for one another, by selflessly using the means that God provides, by seeking to love and serve our neighbor. And when one becomes a Christian, one's entire perception of life and understanding, it radically changes. In conversion, the believer suddenly values God above all else, and as a result, recognizes that, you know, God provides our every need, that God provides our every provision. So why should we worry about our lives and food and clothing? That's what Jesus goes on to teach, isn't it, in this passage. When one becomes a Christian, one's entire perception of life, it changes. Instead, as Douglas Sean O'Donnell puts it, instead of purchasing things because you are worried about not having what you need, or if you like, instead of stockpiling, instead of hoarding, trusting in these things to preserve you and to keep you, well, now you trust in God. So he goes on to say, you selflessly love others with the things that you have. That's why Jesus goes on to say, if your treasure is in heaven, you needn't worry about the necessities of life. Dear believer, the shelves may be empty at your local supermarket, but don't fear, for God knows your every need. Do you need food? Of course you do. Food is a basic necessity that we all need to serve God. But Jesus says, don't worry about your life, what you eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Do not worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We need not fear about the necessities of life. Why? For your heavenly Father know that you need all these things, Jesus says. Today, masses of individuals would have woken up early, dashed to the supermarket to beat the crowds, and to get first dibs on essentials. People have been purchasing new freezers to stockpile foods. And I've even heard Christians respond to empty shelves with statements like, perhaps we were wrong not to stock up. Perhaps we were wrong not to fill our fridges when we could have, or our freezers, or our cupboards. But Christians, our trust is in God, Jehovah Jireh. and to serve him, and as our Father in heaven, I might add, he loves to provide our every need. Perhaps these times are good for God's people in that they humble us and remind us that we are solely dependent, not on Tesco's or the supermarket or on ourselves to earn money, but we are solely dependent on God for all our needs. And perhaps we should pray, Lord, forgive us for taking your provisions for granted. And forgive us for those times when we have fallen into the trap of valuing the gifts that you give us to serve you above you yourself, the giver. Douglas Shawn O'Donnell, again, in his commentary on Matthew, puts it nicely. Jesus argues that if you treasure God more than anyone or anything else, then you will trust that your heavenly Father will provide for you. He says, put succinctly, this is a text about treasure and trust. So where is your treasure? And in what or whom have you placed your trust? To my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have been given a unique opportunity at this time to testify and to display Christ to unbelievers who are in need and very much in panic mode. Ultimately, their need is salvation. Will we take it? Will we seek to serve, testify to the gospel, and meet their needs wherever we can, whenever we can? But unbeliever, this time more than ever surely helps you to see the folly of placing your faith and hope in the temporal things of this world. You need to look beyond this temporal world and think about eternity. Your standing with God, your need of a Savior. Trust Jesus to save you today. Know the joy of your sins forgiven and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, witnessing to your spirits, the gift of the Spirit that Jesus gives to all who believes in him. Know the ministry of the Holy Spirit, witnessing to your spirits, confirming your position as God's child and setting you apart to love him and serve him and freeing you from the anxiety that you currently know outside of Jesus, the anxiety of worrying about every day by giving to you the ultimate cure, which is knowing your heavenly Father in heaven loves you, has given his Son for you, and trusting in him to provide your every need. Amen.